Jericho. Let your neighbor take your Jericho. Say it as if you mean it.
Take your Jericho.
Please make sure you find somebody. Tell the person, make sure you take your Jericho today. Don't let your Jericho remain for your children. Because the battle you don't fight today. Continue, because the battle you don't fight today. You are leaving it for your children to fight. So conquer the battle. Take your victory. We receive our victory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And so our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that we are in your presence. You call us to come. You say, come unto me. And you said, those that are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the court of our God. We are grateful that we are planted in your house. And we are grateful that we are flourishing in your court. Jehovah, we are in your presence today. We did not come to see any man, even though, Lord, you are using every man to bless every man. Lord, we have come to you, and we are here in your presence. Before the throne of grace and mercy this morning, let your mercy flow to us.
Amen.
Let your grace come to us.
Amen.
We declare your favor through your word this morning. We declare your light through your word this morning. That, Lord, we take your word, we take of your light, and we go back into our communities, into our streets and cities, and we continue to shine in the midst of darkness.
Amen.
To the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
And before I continue the word, I just want to say a word of prayer concerning what is happening right now in the world. We thank God our pastor has prayed over us and has decreed the word of God. But I want us to pray. Let us bow our head and begin to pray. And begin to plead the blood of Jesus. The Bible said that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. People are dying every day. That these people will not die unless they see Jesus. They will not die without salvation. No soul will go again. Let's decree that, Father, however you will do it, oh Lord, Lord, all over the world, oh God, let the grace of God that brings salvation appear again. Let Jesus be glorified. Even in the present situation in the whole world right now, Father, let Jesus be glorified. Father, let Jesus be glorified. Let the gospel prevail, oh God. Let the word of God begin to come forth with power like never before, oh God, all over the world. Let the situation not drive the people away from God, Father. But Lord, let the word of God draw the people. Let the situation draw the people. Let the Holy Spirit draw the people unto salvation at such a time like this. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
That is our prayers, oh God. We pray that this situation will drive people to you.
Amen.
That people in their homes, even in their fear, they begin to kneel down. The word of God they have heard, in the movie they have watched, wherever the word has been sown before, Holy Spirit, we pray that you hover all over the world right now.
Amen.
And begin to convict people of their sin and of their ways, oh God. And they will truly come unto repentance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Let us open our Bible to Joshua chapter 6. The word we are sharing this morning is titled, Take Your Jericho. Joshua chapter 6. We started this teaching last Sunday. We had a part one. Today is the part two. Last week we did let the wall fall, the wall of Jericho. Today we're doing Take Your Jericho. And the first thing that the Lord wants us to do after we read the scripture, we are going to do it quickly before we go into the word. From verse 1 to verse 2. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. I want the instrumentalists, please. Can we be on the instruments? The drum, the piano, and the choir for people to be here, to be there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where is Bob? The reason why I want the instrument to complement our shouting is because that was how it was done then. The priest, there was a blasting, there was instrument, there was the voice of the people. We are going to rise up on our feet, every one of us. And I want you to, what we are doing is very significant and very, very symbolic. I don't know whatever Jericho word that is in your life. Today they will come down.
Amen.
I want you to begin to think before we shout. We want to just make one shout, and it's going to be very loud. But before we make that shout, I want you to imagine that wall coming down, that situation changing, that thing happening, that you are looking for, that is standing between you and the life that God has destined you to live. Imagine what is standing between you and that life right now. This morning, in the name of Jesus. The situation, yesterday when I was praying over this message, the situation over the land right now, it's like, we can liken it to what happened here. People were afraid, and they were shutting themselves in. Before they started shutting themselves in, they would have done their grocery maybe for 1 month. They don't know how long the Israelites is going to take to approach them, to devour them. They were panicking. They were despairing. I want to encourage you this morning. Instead of despairing, there is a victory in our midst.
Amen.
I said there is a victory in our midst.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, things happen in the spirit realm before it starts manifesting. By the time these things start manifesting, you'll be like, oh, where and how did this thing start? It starts from when the wall of Jericho fell. And I know the wall has collapsed. Even in the wall, even right now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is something about the breath of our mouth. The breath that comes from us. When I was doing this study, I was wondering. God said, I have given you Jericho. He said, Joshua, I have given into your hand Jericho. Even though they were still behind the wall, they don't even know how the wall is going to come down. They don't know how the sickness is going to go away. They don't know what is going to be the solution. They don't know whether they are going to die behind the wall. They don't know the way out. But God said, I have given you Jericho. I want to tell you this morning, the Lord has given us the land.
Amen.
Jesus has given us the world.
Amen.
So when you leave this place today, when you go into your house, you begin to take and say, I take my portion of the souls of men that God wants me to win for him. I take my portion of the inheritance, physical, spiritual, begin to claim it, because the gospel of the Lord will go through you to the end of the world. In the name of Jesus Christ. They shut themselves in, and the Israelites were wondering, how are we going to enter this place? God said he has given us this place. We remember he gave us victory in Egypt. He gave our parents that are here this morning. The children of Israelites, they were thinking, they were contemplating. God gave our parents victory in Egypt by 7 plagues, by 10 plagues. You know, after 7, the 8th one, the 9th one, the 10th one, he delivered them by a strong house treasure. He brought them out of delivery. out of slavery. Where is the Lord bringing you from? Thank God I deliver your parents. Thank God I deliver you. They go to the Red Sea. Has the Lord parted any Red Sea in your life before? Has he done anything like that? Thank God for the Red Sea. Have you crossed through the Jordan River? Yes. Think about it. Situations that look like Jordan River, situations that look like wilderness experience, situations that look like desert experience, there was no water. He gave them water to drink. Hallelujah. And now they came this far. I want you to speak to yourself. I have come this far. 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 But you are going somewhere. I am on my way to Canaan land. I am on my way to Canaan land. Do you really mean it?
Yes.
Are you saying it as if you mean it?
Yes.
I am on my way to Canaan land. So the wilderness experience, the manna, the water that came from the rock, is not the end. All those testimonies that you have, don't be stuck in them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be stuck in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's go back to our scripture. Let's go to verse 5. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Brethren, what are you looking up to the Lord to do for you before the end of this year? Let's think about that. Let's think about that. Hallelujah. We're going to take the message in three sub-headings. What is Jericho today? Briefly, we want to look at what is Jericho today. What can you liken Jericho to be in your life today? Jericho is a place of abundance. Jericho is a gateway. Jericho is a place of rest. Jericho is a place where there is no waste. A city border, a city gate, an entrance unto breaking through. A place of devotion. A place of gathering spoils. A place of gold and silver. That is Jericho. Last week we were defining it. We were talking about it, that it was a place of palm trees. What is palm tree? Palm tree, if you look at every aspect of palm tree, there is nothing that is wasted. Look at the palm front, look at the stems, you look at the trunk. Palm tree, very strong and rooted. There is no how you put any barrier on a part of palm tree, it will go through. That is the place of Jericho. Hallelujah. And destruction came. March around this Jericho wall. These things that we have described, fragrance, blessing, they are shutting. And this thing that is shutting them in is the wall. March around it. Not once. Not just one day. Not 2 days. Not three. What is the Lord telling us? There is blessing in trust. If you do not trust the God that is giving that instruction, how can you wake up a whole adult? You wake up in the morning and you're just going around a building. It doesn't look as if something is going to happen. But God was growing trust in them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did I say? God was growing trust in them. What have you been circling? What have you been marching around that you have not been able to lay hold on? Is it a job? Is it a business opportunity? Is it buying your own house? Is it having yourself settle in your own place? What have you been circling around? God is growing your trust. God is refocusing you on him. God is aligning you with his mind and plan and purpose for you. God direction. He says, stay with me. I am with you. I have given you the land. Don't give up. Don't give up. He wants you to be faithful. Tell yourself, I will be faithful. What is faithfulness? Loyalty. You are standing there. You are hanging in with the Lord. You are not giving up. You are not giving in. You are not surrendering. You are not giving up hope. You are not letting it go. You are still hanging in and trusting the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, on the sixth day, and I was imagining when I was preparing the message, I said, oh, some people will say, this thing, the first day. You know, like in the generation we are now, things must happen quick, quick, quick. The moment it's not happening, I'm out of here. People don't want to settle with the Lord. People don't want to take time to seek and know and love the Lord for who he is. No. It's about how he wants to do it. It's about what we are getting. Once we are not getting it, we are out. And the Lord wants to approve. You know, if they truly trust him. That's why he said, just be going around. 6 days on the seventh day. And God wants them to have a focus. It's not just 2 days. It's 7 days. So they are looking forward to the seventh day. What are you looking forward to? What is your goal with the Lord? What is your goal? What is your commitment in the house of the Lord? What are you committed to? What are you sacrificing? Hey, in fact, the greatest sacrifice of these people, the greatest sacrifice of these people was how they were not able to talk. God instructed them that they should not talk. And I was wondering, I still went back there. I said, Lord, I knew I thought a little bit about this thing by your grace last Sunday, but why were they asked not to talk? There is power of life and death in our mouths. They would have used their mouth to cancel the miracle. They would have used their mouth to complain. They would have used their mouth to murmur. They would have used their mouth to be ungrateful. They would have used their mouth to blaspheme the Lord. And the anger of the Lord will have removed the blessing. That's why God said, shut up. And God instructed us last Sunday that we should find time to be quiet with the Lord. I don't know how many of us obeyed it. May the Lord give us hearing ears. Amen. I say, may the Lord give us hearing ears. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Faith, follow focus. God wants them to have 7 days to do this thing so that they are looking forward to something. Set a goal for yourself, what you are working with the Lord. How you are handling the things of God. How you are working with him. As children, as adults, this is the time to serve the Lord. It's not when we are 90 years old that we now say we want to go to the end of the world for Christ. Hallelujah. Faith follow focus. Focus on what God says and faith will come. What is God saying to you? What has the Lord said? I have given to you. Keep quiet. Don't cancel what God has done with your negative mouth and words. The breath that you are breathing is life. Once you say it, you have a power. The word of our mouth is power. Things that we say goes with our faith. And our faith goes with what we say. And the Bible says that as a man thinks, so he is. What are you thinking about? Because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. Faith follow your word. Whatever you say, your faith goes with it. And it can be a performance. That's why God said, shut up. Close your mouth. Amen. Number two, we've defined Jericho and how to take it. How it's given. Now we are going to say, we are going to see how do I take my Jericho? How do I take my Jericho? Number one, committed. Obey the Lord, number two. Whatever God says, obey it. If we are not obeying God, if we are ignoring God, brethren, how will his plan be received? For example, as I am standing here, if I call somebody and I say take, and the person refuses to come, and the person refuses to take what I'm giving, how is it going to be? This particular place that I'm talking about, praise the Lord. I was pondering over it, and I was praying that, Lord, I want to obey you. This is very key, and I want to receive what you have for me. You say you have given. I want to receive. And I said, Lord, speak to me about it. And God gave me a revelation yesterday morning, and it troubled my heart because God showed me the state of the church. Brethren, this morning, we should stop ignoring God. In the revelation, I see a building like a church. And I see people, and I see chairs, empty chairs, and I see where people are seated, and I saw children running around, and I saw adults shouting, talking, going about their businesses inside the church. And the choir stand was there, and it was empty. There was nobody there. And the instruments were there. People were not there to play. I saw only one man behind the instrument, and the man was playing it. And the prayers was going on, and people were not praying. They were just doing their own thing, talking and doing. Some people are just carrying stuff and doing things around. And it was the time for the word. And the person that was leading prayer, and people were not praying. And it was the time for the word, and the person that was leading the word, that was sharing the word, and people were not listening. It troubled my heart. And I called my little daughter, I said, this is what I just saw. I said, what do you think? I didn't want to interpret it on my own. I said, what do you think? And my daughter said, the people are ignoring God. People are not focused. People are not paying attention. Hey, this is exactly the state of the church. I don't know whether it's just this local church or it's the church global. But it's obvious that people are ignoring God. People are doing it as if they come to church. It's a favor to somebody. People are doing as if when they stand as a choir member and sing, they are doing a favor for somebody. It's so sad. And God was telling me, he said, these are the things that stand between you and your promised land. I have not lost my power. The potency of my word is still there. But where are they? Where is their hands? Is the eyes of the people on me? Are their minds still on me? And our brother was leading prayer in the prayer room this morning. He said that the Lord will give the people hearing here. A lot of people come to church, they don't even hear, they don't listen to the message. Praise and worship is going on. People are just going around. They are not connected with heaven. Praise and worship is not just singing and dancing. The person beating the drum is not just a drum. That is where power changes hand. And that is why a lot of things are not changed. This is how to receive your Jericho. This is how to take your Jericho. Refocus on the Lord. Turn your face to the Lord. Don't think that you are doing anybody any favor. Tomorrow I may not be here. Tomorrow the person may not be here. This is not tell me I will make heaven. I will make heaven. And I will make it gloriously. If Jesus tarry, I will grow, hold, serving the Lord. Whether people follow or they don't follow, it doesn't matter. But my encouragement this morning is that you come and serve the Lord. Because the Lord is in this place. He is. And is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Surrender your life unto him. Subdue the flesh. Don't talk anyhow. Don't hide anyhow. You know, as I was doing the message too, you know, the thing was coming to me that the devil doesn't take people and say, I want to destroy your life. He just give you a little habit, little attitude. Before you know what is happening, the attitude become your habit. And your habit become your character. Because you practice it, it's what you practice that become your character. If you practice prayer, it will become your character. Every word that comes to out of your mouth is prayer, is blessing. And before you know what is happening, it's your character that will determine your destination, your destiny. So look at your life right now. Whatever you don't like, you have to be the one that will make up your mind. People are not helpless. We are not mindless. We are not brainless. We can think. Let us watch out for habits and attitude and characters that are leading us into a wrong destination. Praise the Lord. Working with the Lord. When you have an assignment, I cannot disappoint God and I cannot disappoint the people. I cannot disappoint God, I cannot disappoint the people. You see people, they don't come to church, they will even tell anybody. It's okay. To them, it's okay. But to the Lord, is it okay? You are supposed to be at a duty post. You are supposed to do something in the house of the Lord. And you're not going to be there. You can't even talk to anybody in your department and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not going to be here. Can you just take care of this thing? We just ignore the sheep of the Lord. That was not the attitude of David. David was caring for the sheep. Even when the father was not responsible for his pregnancy. The father was not responsible for his upbringing. He was born out of the remarriage. The story of David, if you know the story of David, you will know why God loved David. A father that did not care about you, that left your mother and pushed your mother away. When they called the children, he was not counted as one of the children because he was regarded as a pastor. So after the anointing was not given to the seven children, then I said, oh, there's still one. You can imagine. You can imagine what kind of emotional issue David was going through in the whole family. Even socially, he was an outcast. They sent him to the bush. Well, look after the sheep. I was wondering, if I was that kind of a child, you don't care about my mother, you don't care about me, now you ask me to go and be looking after your sheep. Who cares? You just do it minimally, like a lot of us are doing today. We do the work of the Lord minimally. We give him remnant, we give him crops. After all my issue, Daniel, I can have a little time for you, Lord. It's too appalling. The revelation grieved my heart. I said, Lord, where am I in this picture? And God showed me. And I have repented. And I'm calling on you today to repent. Because in the revelation, I was supposed to give the message. And when it was time for me to give the message, I was looking for my notes. I couldn't find my notes. And I said, Lord, thank you. Because I did a very serious study, so I have the word in me. Even though I cannot find my paper, I have the word. And I stepped forward and I was sharing the word. But no one was listening. People were busy. Brethren, David cared with his lion came to come and take any of the sheep, he fought with his life. That is commitment. That is loyalty. That is obedience. It's lacking in the church. It's lacking in Christendom. We don't really fear the Lord. And God found him. Where was he? Looking after the sheep. God found him. Say, hey, a father that will not even regard you, that put you this little boy in the midst of the wolves. I said, you just look after the, and he put the best forward for the king's army. See, where you are rejected, the Lord will showcase you. I am telling you, just stay with the Lord. Where you are ignored, the Lord will showcase you. It was no call to come and be part of the people that are going to train for the kingship. I mean, the place of honor. But the Lord sees the hearts. These are the things that are standing between us and our promised land, our Jericho. These are the things that the Lord wants to bring down. And then he said, oh, so you know that I'm here now. I should go and look after the sheep. Where were you when I was growing up? Where were you when my mother was pregnant? My mother told me this. He didn't stand up to the father. A lot of time now, nobody can tell anybody anything. You are even trying as much as you can and say, oh, my sister, oh, my brother, this is the way of the Lord. This. Who are you to tell me what is and what is not? I have my rights. And we are moving far and far away from the Lord. Let us come back to the Lord. God said, I have found a man after my own heart, David. And he promoted him. He gave him the power. He gave him the anointing to kill the Goliath that was threatening the whole nation. Look at the whole nation is threatened. Everywhere they are shutting down things. Corona virus is all over the place. COVID is the Goliath. But Jehovah has slain it today. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen, there will be a solution. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because God will raise a David that would know the stone to use for this sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't wonder of. Do not wonder of. It's in the presence of God that the blessing is overflowing. Be at alert. When the trumpet sound, go straight in. That is positioning. If you are not positioned, may you not miss the hour of your visitation. Amen. The Lord is blessing people. The Lord is releasing his Holy Spirit, and you are not there. Not because you are not supposed to be there, but because you choose. You know, our sister mentioned it, that it's not because people that can't come to church, they can't come to the assemblies of the children of God, they can't come for prayers, they can't come for the word. For a genuine, you know, reasonable reason, they are work or they are sick or something, or they have something pressing on their family, and they are doing the work of God wherever they are. God bless them. But when you are deliberately pushing God at an arm length, God can see your heart. When you are not interested, God can see your heart. God can see my heart. Amen. The last one. What do I do with my Jericho? What do I do with my Jericho? When you go in straight into your Jericho, and you are claiming it. Bible says that they are coasting. Let's go to verse 10. And Joshua commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout nor make noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall you shout. Let's go to verse 18. Verse 18 and 19. And ye in any wise keep yourself from the accursed things, lest ye make yourself accursed. When ye take the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it, for all the silver, ore and gold, and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord, they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. Hallelujah. The gold and the silver of this land belongs to the Lord. And if it belongs to the Lord, it's coming to you.
Amen.
If it belongs to the Lord, it's coming to me.
Amen.
We are going to have it. And we will use it for the glory of God.
Amen.
You know, I was watching a short clip of a video sometimes about a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, oh, these people, it's God that put them in this position that they are very rich. And I prayed, I said, Lord, let this kind of money come into my hands. Because I know what to use it to do. I will use it in a better form. I won't use it just for myself. I will use part of it for myself. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I know what to use the money. Look at the women's retreat. 80 people, we say, oh, the highest number is what that we can care for is 80. But right now we have 5 extra people that we have registered. To be on the wait list, that if anybody cancel, up to now, we see how 4 people on the wait list. And it's because we close it on time. Otherwise, maybe we'll have over 100 now. And this thing costs money. The place we are going to use is $185 per person. Just the place. Our beloved sisters that are cooking, they are not taking money. They are blessing us with the cooking. They'll just bring the food. If we are to pay for the food, the money will be more than that. There are so many things that people are doing. Nobody is paying. We are not having any special guests. We are not flying anybody from anywhere. So we cut the cost so much. And the thing is still running into thousands of dollars. If I have the money, I'll just pay. And I'm going to pay one day.
Amen.
I'll just pay one day.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And God will raise many of us, among us women, here in Jesus' palace. We just pay.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We just pay and say, let people come. We don't care who has the money, who does not have the money. You know, and the body is in our heart that a lot of times things are going on and people want to come. What about people that don't have money? What about people that cannot afford it? If we say it's $200, some people cannot afford it. And we now say it's only people that have money that should access the things of God. What message are we preaching? That's why we say it is free. Let everybody that wants to come register and let the people that can afford it pay for it. And we will pay for it.
Amen.
The Lord will empower us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do not touch the accursed things. Every accursed thing in the world right now, we set them on fire.
Amen.
We decree that they catch fire.
Amen.
Every accursed thing catch fire.
Amen.
Every sicknesses and diseases that are killing people, catch fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything that are destroying the souls of people and taking them to hell, catch fire.
Amen.
Because they are accursed things. Do not touch the accursed things. Children, don't let immorality reign in your life. They are not to be mentioned among the children of God. Keep yourself for the Lord's sake, for his glory's sake, for his honor's sake. And I pray over you, over all of us, that the Lord will honor us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Destroy the accursed things. Everywhere you go, when you see the accursed things, don't close your mouth. Remove them by the word of your mouth and say, accursed things, these things are accursed things. I decree that you will die. When you see people that are shamed in the shame of addiction, pronounce deliverance. That is our work. Our work is not to condemn them. When I say, oh, they will be destroyed. No! That is not the power that is inside of us. The power that is inside of us is to destroy their accursed things. We're not to approve their accursed things. We're not to take their accursed things into our midst. And I pray that their accursed things will not enter our midst in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The place of rest. And finally, Jericho is a place of rest. will explain. You know, the theologians, like people that like study the whole Bible and all the story and put things right to some extent, not all the time, in the right perspective. They said Jericho was the first city that the Israelites conquered. So it was their first fruit. That is why they did not take any spoil. When you break down the wall, when you did not share any spoil of the world, when you separate yourself unto the Lord, when you give your life as a fruit, a first fruit for the Lord, like the Israelites gave the city of Jericho, they destroyed their coasting, they took the gold and silver, they gave it to the Lord. When you give your all, when you surrender your life, when you give your all to Christ, then he will begin to give you battles where he will divide spoils. When you gather spoils. If you see all the nations and all the country and the places they took after, the Lord was telling them, gather all the spoils. So what I'm trying to say is that, number one, you surrender completely unto him. Surrender your life. Surrender your time. Surrender your money. Don't say, I give you my life, but you don't have control over anything. That's just all you can have, Jesus, and stay away. But I need your blood. I need your blood. We should not just be blood-taking Christians. Taking the blood of Jesus for everything and nothing is going back to the kingdom. We're not partnering with him. We're not working with him. We are not taking the risk of his business. We're not taking the profit. I mean, we just want the profit. We don't want the risk. No. Enough of that. Truly live for him. Truly live for him. Just like David. Give him your all. Your life will not go. Say, if you keep your life, if you are afraid of losing your life, say you will lose it. But if you give it for him, you are not afraid. You are not even preserving and saying, oh, I want to keep my life. He said you will find your life. Because he's the only one that can preserve your life. Even as you go into the world this week, be assured, as you are surrendering to him afresh, that he is preserving your life. He's preserving your ways. He's preserving your home. He's preserving all your loved ones. He's preserving you all over the world. No evil will come near us. In the name of Jesus Christ. As we go into the world this week, let's begin to speak salvation of soul to the people. That people will run to God. They will not run into fire. They will not run into destruction. Let us use our word to save them. And I pray that as we speak, God will answer. In the name of Jesus Christ. And as I'm rounding off, I want you to pray again for yourself. I say, Lord, today, I go straight. I march straight into the world as I leave this place. I go straight in the world. I take the gold, I take the silver, I bring it into your treasury, oh Lord. Yes, through the work of my hands, through the businesses that you have given to me, through the authority and power that you have given to me, I take the gold and the silver of this world. I bring it into your treasury. I destroy their costings. As I step out of this building and I step into the world, everywhere I go, oh God, I take dominion and I destroy every costings in my community, on my street, in my city, in my nation. I destroy every costings in the name of Jesus. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love him, and those that are called according to his purpose. Father, we worship you. Heavenly Lord, we bless your name. We magnify you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration for the word that you have set unto us today. You have given us our Jericho, and we have received our Jericho. We are taking the silver. We are taking the gold. We are bringing them into your kingdom. We shall profit your kingdom, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every accosting, O God, we destroy them. In your name, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that we are preserved in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord of glory. In Jesus' name we pray.